This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number 3. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Well, first things first, I'm in the middle of a big social media push right now that I've initiated on my own. My marketing team wanted me to do it to a certain degree because this is a way to find people that don't know about the show, right? So I started this, and I'm actually being moderately successful at it. And then an anti-gunner came in. So let me just simply say this right now. If you're listening to this because you think that you're an anti-gunner for whatever reason it is, that you're just trying to gather information on the way the pro-gun side thinks or whatever, trying to come to my page and, put the little weepy faced emojis and referring to the people that follow my page or my show or whatever as gun nuts who have a skewed version of what the Second Amendment really says is just going to get you banned. You're just going to get banned. It's not a democracy. It's my page. I learned a lot when I was in the military, and in the stuff that I'm in charge of, I'm in charge of that stuff. Sorry. Also, just so everybody knows, now, Thursday, we are headed to the Sentinel Concepts Red Dot Sight Class, which will happen on Friday. So Thursday and Friday will be rebroadcasts. And when I come back, I'm gonna try to have Steve on the show to talk about the class pre-class, and then have Steve on the show to talk about it after the class. Have John Adine from the Doctors for Responsible Gun Ownership. Rob will be, Rob's driving. Rob is driving from Louisiana to South Carolina. He can only drive, eventually he's going to run out of continent because we're about an hour outside of Charleston. Then there's the Atlantic, so he wouldn't be able to drive too much further. But I wonder if he'll be back in time for the Monday so we could do an after-action review. Anyway, Thursday will be a travel day. Friday will be the actual class. And then Saturday will be a travel day. For those of you that listen to Gun Owners News Hour, that will air as normal. It'll be something you've never heard again like it's been here lately. So, having said all of that, the hatred that the Democrats and the Rhino Republicans have towards Trump and his supporters, which should be a lot of you, has nothing to do with their leftist ideology. Because the president is actually a little bit fluid in his conservative notions in a lot of ways. But apart from not being an atheist, his opinions are flexible and marked by mildness and tolerance. But nor does it have anything to do with the illegality, as the Democrats know. That accusation is a sham. Now, the Donald Trump supporters see the Democrat impeachment circus as a direct attempt to disenfranchise their vote. And they're beginning to feel quite hostile in the extreme. And they're nostalgic for the past when the Constitution and the rule of law were revered. They feel anger towards the globalists who've taken their jobs. They can't talk to their own children who've been evangelized with LGBT absurdity through the Democrat education mill. They resent the building of every mosque within their community since 9/11. If they wear MAGA hats, they risk physical assault. They're fed up to the back teeth. And the problem is that they are armed. To avoid a future catastrophe, the Republicans need to step up right now and put aside their Neville Chamberlain hats. They do not actively support the president by launching investigations, issuing subpoenas, and impeaching the impeachers. They will go down in history as lily-livered traitors who paved the way for the breakdown of civil order, which now hangs by a thread. It is highly possible that the impeachment fiasco could not only blow up the executive, but also both Congress and the Senate and much besides. Trump's supporters would instantly withdraw all loyalty toward the government, and many independent voters would do likewise. Two armed camps may then ensue with families torn apart like they were in the last Civil War. The damage would be horrendous, and the outcome pretty knowable. For a lot of people, it's unknowable, but for me, it's pretty knowable, much depending on the attitude of the military as a final arbiter. And it's not only in the U.S. that we see this strenuous effort by the left to entrench itself after so many years of unquestioned predominance, but they overstepped the mark with welfare taxation, by sacrificing national interests to the globalists, and with the willful destruction of organic communities through the rapid introduction of non-Western and undereducated populations before they had time to be properly absorbed or integrated. We are now looking full frontal, at the possibility of a post-democratic and post-national society. And that would play right into the hands of the globalists, who would then have a tabula rasa for their social engineering project in all of its Orwellian horror. The national center would splinter. States might be forced to take control of their own populations and their own borders in a fight against globalism. It's sort of a tight thing to take, you know, try to figure out. The electric atmosphere of hatred toward the president has filled the left with an intoxication of euphoria, which is very ill-founded. At last, they hope they're on the brink of getting rid of the tyrant. But what has he done? Nothing. Never since Lincoln has a president been so maligned and obstructed and insulted. It is a period of great national shame. And it's going to be remembered as this for a long time. And in due course, those who supported this vile vendetta will be shunned and disowned by their descendants. Their legacy is just shabby. The consequences of a massive civil breakdown have been completely disregarded by the Democrats. In fact, they've done all in their power to encourage such an outcome. They have used contemptuous language in the mainstream media and their street rallies. They encourage Antifa violence and, with heedless personal animosity, pursued their own self-indulgent machinations there on Capitol Hill. They have no leadership. What they do have is abysmal. They have duped their supporters and given them permission to let go of all decent restraint. Maybe the Democrats are so used to getting away with political depravity that they assume a divine right to rule. That didn't work out so well for Louis XVI in 1789. They don't want a French Revolution here. They think they do. They think they do. For all of this calling for we must do this and we must do that, who's going to lead the way? Diane? Joe? Kamala? Hillary? Who's going to lead the way? It doesn't really matter. The ones that you are pursuing, that you're advocating all of this violence against, we're armed. And some of us are burst. And you don't want to know what we know. And you certainly don't want us to demonstrate it to you. This is America. We should find a better way to resolve our differences. But if you can't handle that and everything else, well, there is an answer to your problem. Just one I don't think you want to see. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at arrowprecisionusa.com. Gavin Newsom, he is the governor of California, and in 2024, he wants to be your next president. He hasn't declared, of course, but right now his big ambition is to be the counter-president, and he intends to replace Trump. But he has this one little problem that is very difficult to get past when you become a national leader. And it's always a problem for socialist rule. You see, the locals are running away. And it turns out about half the ones who haven't run away are thinking about running away. According to the UC Berkeley Institute of Governmental Studies poll, which was conducted with the LA Times, over half of California's registered vote have considered leaving the state. They're looking at soaring housing costs, cited as the most common reason for wanting to move. Young voters were especially likely to cite unaffordable housing as a reason for leaving. But a different group, conservatives, also frequently suggested they wanted to leave, and for a very different reason. They feel alienated from the state's political culture. Now, that just over half figure cited by the LA Times is actually 54%, broken down by 40% Republican and 14% Democrats. They want out, and they're dreaming of new lives in states where jobs are forming and housing isn't just for billionaires. Walk around any place in California and recognize that half the people you meet are people who want to get the hell out of there. But it's not just the registered voters. Despite the vast banquet of goodies that they offer to migrants with zero regard to immigration status, like sanctuary protection, driver's licenses, automatic voter registration, ballot harvesting privileges, free education well beyond K-12, a vast NGO church network set up with state funds to serve their, you know, to serve them, free housing, free health care for the pregnant, no need to learn English, and coming soon, free health care up to the age of 26, even the migrants, both legal and illegal, are running away. That's astounding. New York, Illinois, and California had the biggest drops in immigrant population, along with New Jersey, Maryland, and Connecticut, losing a combined 206,000 immigrants, as Florida and Texas together gained about 170,000. The numbers were released Thursday by the U.S. Census Bureau's American Community Survey. According to Pew, as in the Pew Research Center, trade turmoil and spiraling home prices in blue states play a role. The shifts in immigrant population will have an impact on one in five U.S. counties where immigration has softened population loss, those with agriculture or meatpacking industries that rely on immigrant labor, and states like Texas and California, where small population changes might cause shifts in political power after the 2020 census. Yeah, see, California has 55 electoral votes. They are by far the prize, if you can win it. Now, it's Democrat. It's a Democrat state. And any guy running for president on the Republican side has to look at that and say, there's just no way. But those electoral votes are based upon population. And according to the Sacramento Bee, 5 million people fled that state. This has been going on for about a decade, right when the state turned monolithically blue. Now, their population has continued to grow slightly based on live births making up for the people leaving. That free health care for pregnant illegals already in place, in retrospect, had more than one purpose. So, nothing going to change here, I guess, huh? You can see why the state's democratic political machine has placed such a store in making it attractive to an illegal alien. It's actually a plan to keep the federal dollars flowing in as well as pad the congressional seats. They just need those warm bodies. Illegal immigrants, you guys are just warm bodies. And they know that their socialist policies are a formula for driving people out. And now even that trend is collapsing. The plan is now failing. The state is set to lose population anyway, and congressional seats if the 2020 census can pick up on it. According to recently released data from the U.S. Census, about 38,000 more people left California than entered it in 2018. This is the second straight year that migration to the state was negative, and it's a trend that's speeding up. And every year since 2014, net migration has fallen. So despite all the freebies, even the migrants are getting out of there. And you can bet these include the better class of illegal immigrants, who are the people who are coming here to work. Not the ones who want to stop, you know, sop up the welfare checks and send remittances abroad. The legal immigrants are an even bigger loss, given that many groups from Asia and beyond have much higher incomes and education than the average native born. So California is set to shrink as even migrants head for the hills past the Colorado River. Apparently all that free health care is no match for the idea of having a house and a job, something the socialists in absolute power in California are quite opaque to. You can only hope that it hits them hard when census time comes around and some of those ballot harvested congressional seats get yanked out from under them. Which would be funny. I have always wanted to spend some time in California. I know a lot of people in California. The weather, you know, I'm here in South Carolina, and I don't believe in climate change as far as the way it's peddled by the left. But right now, it's, you know, it's September the 30th, and today I think it was 97 degrees. And this is the South. I mean, this is just what happens here. Our falls are very, very mild. I hate it for the football. You know, we've got the formerly number one college football team here. And most of those guys like to play that game in the cool air. Not here. Not happening here. So, you know, California's got the best weather. And yet, I hear some of the stories out there from California. I know the guy that owns Hive Technologies, and he'll tell me about what he sees when he goes out on the beaches in San Diego. It's not good. It's not good at all. So they're running away. But this is what happens with all socialist countries. Just ask them how that's working out in Venezuela. They're running from there as fast as they can go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Intelligence Committee has slapped a congressional subpoena on Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's personal attorney, as part of the House Democrats' rapidly accelerating impeachment inquiry. The subpoena, which was issued in consultation with the House Foreign Affairs and Oversight panels, seeks documents related to the president's efforts to pressure the Ukrainian president to investigate 2020 contender and former Vice President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, President Trump says his administration is trying to get more information about the supposed whistleblower at the heart of the Ukraine controversy.
Well, we're trying to find out about a whistleblower. When you have a whistleblower that reports things that were incorrect.
The president speaking with reporters at the White House on Monday, all four inmates who escaped from a southern Ohio jail are back behind bars. Police in Cary, North Carolina confirmed their capture on Monday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Squad. The squad has some extreme controls and revisions in their mind's eye. Many of the candidates of the leftocratic presidential nomination for 2020 are actually leading not merely to a big, big governmental expansion. They're not leading to a more secure future, as they claim, but to a vast governmental and economic collapse. The unspoken goal is to bring about the disintegration of the USA in every sector and to use violence against those who oppose them. Sort of a la the Weather Underground. It is tempting to characterize the hatred of the presidency of Trump as this burgeoning expression of themes that are both fascistic and communistic, but that would only be partially correct. Because of the ultimate destructive nature of the leftocratic endgame, where centralized power in the name of the greater good leads to disruptions and misery and ultimately collapse, it is more accurate to say that the ultimate endgame in today's left is murderous nihilism and brainwashing as enforced groupthink. If you want to look at something like that, then you got to look at Vietnam. The vector during Vietnam from takeover to murder, brainwashing or re-education, and torture was systematically excluded in most people's thinking, you know. In that time, and I was around when this was happening. I was a kid, but I was around. But this is before I became deplorable. I believed what I was hearing in the news, which in the news we were told that the Vietnam War was part of the establishment's everlasting plan to crush the people in this country and throughout the world. Because I thought Walter Cronkite told no lies. I thought Huntley and Brinkley told no lies. I thought Dan Rather was on the up and up. You know, the argument at the time was the war was a divide-and-conquer scheme to feed the greed of Western corporate interests. The North Vietnamese only wanted unity for their people under their true hero, Ho Chi Minh. But the corrupt U.S.-backed Ing Diem regime and the U.S. government stood in the way of that unity. And the evils of communism were being deliberately exaggerated in spite of the competing evidence provided by the communist takeovers of the USSR and of China. A lot of people bought into the portrayal of the communist takeover of Vietnam as ultimately benign. But when we were leaving Vietnam, and you saw the South Vietnamese boat people seeking the open sea rather than live under the governance by the North, and the re-education camps, and the executions, and the spread of vile, murderous communism in Pol Pot's Cambodia, and to Laos, if I'd been old enough to understand what I was looking at, I'm sure I would have been sick to my stomach to a degree that I can't even imagine. Because I had bought, as a child, you know, and a lot of young people did. I mean, in colleges we were seeing this. I was seeing this on TV all the time. And my, you know, of course, my heroes were the older kids. But what they were being told then was a bunch of despicable garbage. And today they still spew their poison with false statements uttered in very confident tones. And it breeds confidence, because they sound so sure of it. So, thus the end game of this cultural assault is not a mere paradigm shift, which is, you know, what I'm talking about is, they would refer to this as Gemeinschaft and Gesellschaft. Not merely challenging traditional family and community and individual norms of behavior and self-identity, even though those are indeed being challenged. Under the new paradigm of social organization envisioned by the leftocrats, there would be devalued individualism in favor of statism, further restrictions on private property rights, extreme dilution of federalism as the leftocrats seek to radically increase federal and global power, and commitments at the expense of state, local, and individual rights. Limitations on your rights over your children, and a radical rejection by many of the tenets of the Judeo-Christian morality by promoting abortion, the homosexual and transgender agenda, legalization of marijuana, and sexual freedom, which would really be actually a license of sorts. But beyond those changes, as in Vietnam, the unthinkable was really the end in view. The death and imprisonment and re-education of millions is really the end game of all of this political dissent. If you were a Freudian, you would say the leftocrats are expressing their death wish or thanatos for our culture, repressed in their collective unconsciousness. they have a very perverse response to some unresolved issues, like the desire to overthrow the father in relation to the mother, and that's manifesting as a death wish for the society of the or the culture itself. So in more straightforward terms, their hatred is so great that they're willing to kill vast numbers of us, if necessary, to depose Trump and even themselves die in the process. This is a political fanaticism similar to that observed in Maximilian. As in Maximilian Robespierre, excuse me, and Georges Danton during the French Revolution. It was the spirit of the terror of the French in that French Revolution that is being set loose now. Robespierre said you can't make an omelet without breaking a few eggs, of course. And Lenin, who led the Bolsheviks in the Russian Revolution, is reported as repeating this saying. And how can we think other than that there's an underlying violent intent in the leftocrats' so-called leaders? Instead of reprimands and calls for their supporters to respect, they said nothing to encourage calm. The ever-charming Maxine Waters exhorts her followers to get in the faces of the opposition in the Trump administration. When the crazies are being removed from the galleries during the Kavanaugh hearings, not one of the leftocrat senators condemned their disruptive behavior. They want it. They want to see it happen. Their ultimate goal is not merely radical legal and institutional reform. It's not merely the impeachment of Trump, but they want to enact a literal violence against all of those who disagree with them. So, get ready to stand firm, because we're going to see some raging assaults, and these are assaults on our lives even more so than on our liberty and our pursuit of happiness. So, consider that when you look at them and you just see a bunch of Republican idiots. They've got some really interesting goals for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you intrigued by paranormal talk radio? You'll love the new paranormal radio app from TalkStream Live. You'll find a great selection of talk shows covering UFOs, ghosts, strange phenomena, and much more. Download the paranormal radio app now and start listening to the very best in paranormal talk entertainment. The paranormal radio app, free in Google Play and the iOS App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Most of us don't want a second Civil War. A lot of us will fight. And a very few even think war is a good idea. But the big question that a lot of people wonder about is, what would it look like? And the answer is nothing like the last Civil War. The causes of the last Civil War were economic. There was tariffs on products coming into and leaving southern ports, and it meant the agrarian South was at odds with the more urban and the industrial North. We don't have that division today. The left does not control states. The left controls cities. Everything else belongs to the people. And the days of massed armies are long past. So what can we expect? Well, the first thing you can expect, and it wouldn't probably come from us, would be that most of the leftist politicians would either be in hiding or running or deceased within the first 72 hours. You can also expect to see a nation of riflemen that step up. And let's look at how this kind of, how you would press and coordinate this kind of an attack, if it were an attack, for example. If you pick a city, let's say Chicago. Close off the roads, shut down the airports, and the city has 5 days of food. close off fuel or power, and in the winter, they freeze in 2 days. Big city like L.A., they import all of their water. Close that down, and inside of a week, the city is dry. And civil unrest will follow, and our major cities will burn. Only in the big cities will the left control law enforcement. The state guard units will not fire on civilians and will not necessarily come to defend cities where they do not live. They have families of their own to protect. If you want to have a static number of how many gun owners there are in the United States, let's try, just for the sake of math, 120 million. 3% of that is 3.6 million people. There's 850,000 sworn police officers, state, local, and federal. Numbers favor those of us who stand for freedom, right? In the face of these numbers, the first thing the left will try to do is forcefully disarm the people in the big cities. And that may not go as smoothly as they plan. Now, the fact of the matter is that the left is driving this. They have no tolerance for anyone who does not think and believe as they do. That type of division can only lead in one direction. It would be nice if we could devise a way to break their grip on the narrative. Antifa is the left's brown shirts. When these mass cowards move to take power, who's going to stand in their way? Well, nobody's going to move against them, because what's going to happen is you're going to see a bunch of neighborhoods become their own little units, if you will. If Antifa comes into these neighborhoods, then they are going to draw fire, because they're going to be going to where the people are with their families, with their children, with their friends. And it's going to be a quick fight, too. But then there's some other questions to consider about all of this as it happens. What happens when Mexico occupies Southern California and parts of Texas and Arizona to protect their citizens? What happens if they don't stop there? What with Gavin Newsom as the governor of California, will he welcome the Mexican invasion? Is the reconquest of the lands lost in the Mexican-American War next? Will Canada be able to handle the tens of millions of refugees? Because the big cities are going to depopulate really quick. Because the big cities, are really bad places to be in moments like this, if it comes down to this. Now, right now, Los Angeles is a cesspool of disease and poverty. What happens after all of this starts? How do you rebuild a country so divided with its major cities in ruins? Reconstruction is really going to be difficult. So what can you do? At our level, we can't really do anything. We can stay alert. We can pay attention to what's going on around us. It'd be a good idea to look at what you've got on hand. Keep about 4 weeks of food and water on hand. I mean, you can go and buy cases of MREs now. And there was a time when I would have killed for an MRE. I was so hungry. You can buy a rifle. Pistols are excellent for personal defense, but there may be times when you need to reach out and extend your safe perimeter. And you may need more than one kind of rifle. You may need something for close. You may need something for 500 meters and out. You need to keep enough ammunition to meet your family needs. And then maybe when you're looking at that and saying, these are my needs, maybe you need to double that. Because remember, if your extended family knows you're prepared, well, you can probably expect some guests. Learn how to store and handle your weapons safely and proficiently. That's what the regulated part in the Second Amendment means. Manipulation. and handling. Teach your children to shoot. Get politically active. Do what you can do to stave off this little conflict or prevent it. But how else would it start? Maybe President Booker throws gun owners in jail, or President Sanders invites in the Blue Helmets to help with firearms confiscation. Maybe it's nothing more than a deranged kid with a grudge. Maybe it's already started and we're just not paying attention. Or it could be a plague. 30 million undocumented illegal aliens huddled in barrios who shun the police and authorities are a potential biological time bomb. And you combine that with an outbreak of Ebola and a population scared of deportation, it would give the disease time to spread. Would we see it first in our detention centers or on our streets? It would directly affect the sanctuary city problem. Hispanics would take the brunt of the blame and be seen as the carriers. The nation would begin to fall apart as it moves to protect individual population groups. As that unfolds, segregation would follow. Just remember that luck favors the well-prepared. Have you thought long-term about your family if it goes south? And it's okay to be prepared for something that never happens than it is to be unprepared and hoping it never does. Trump is not Hitler, and in 2 or 6 years he will bow at the waist, thank us all for allowing him to serve, and he will walk away from power and enjoy his waning years. But whether it's Trump, Bush, Clinton, that's how it works. And those of you who are so full of hate that it blinds you to reality, don't ring a bell that you can't unring. And remember this. A lot of us are practicing. Back again in 21 hours, and between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.